Praise the Lord. I feel like I'm back in my home church. Double duty. Praise the Lord. Tonight's Brother Paul's night off. And I think it's good that we pray for him. Ask the Lord to come and strengthen him. He's got a busy schedule too. Not only here with the camp, but his mom, of course, not being well and all. It's been very, very busy for him. So let's just for a moment, as we come into the presence of the Lord, let's remember our brother and let's ask that the Lord, if that he'll touch him. Let's just bow our heads together. Father, we thank you for our brother Paul. We thank you for his tireless efforts on behalf of the camp, Lord. And we know that he does it as a service to you. He does it as an act of worship to the Lord. And we thank you for him. And we pray, Lord Jesus, tonight that you will strengthen him in his body. We pray that you'll touch him in his spirit and in his soul. Lord, if there's anything that's worn down, Lord Jesus, we just ask right now, as we heard this morning, that as he waits on the Lord, that you will renew his strength, that the everlasting arms will bear him up, and you will strengthen him, and he will know that he has been touched by the Lord. We pray for our brother this evening, and we ask that you will bless him, even as you bless us this night. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Could we sing together page 134? 134. I don't know that I've ever heard this song sung here up at camp. It's called The Healer. I know we believe in divine healing here, and I'm sure it's been sung, but I've just never heard it myself here. We used to sing this song quite often in our church. We're going to talk tonight about the Lord our healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So let's sing this together, The Healer. It's in our brown hymnal, page 134. Let's sing it.
On the cross crucified, in great sorrow he died, the giver of life was he. Yet my Lord was despised and rejected of men, this Jesus of Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
Let's read the second verse together. Price for healing was paid, as those cruel stripes were made within Pilate's judgment hall. Now his suffering affords perfect healing for all. This wonderful healer's mine. Let's sing the third.
Came the leper to Christ, saying, surely I know that thou, Lord, canst make me whole. When his great faith was seen, Jesus said, yes, I will, and touched him and made him clean. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
The fourth of 134.
He has healed my sick soul, made me every whit whole, and he'll do the same for you. He's the same yesterday, and today, and forever. this healer of men today. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glory in your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We were often encouraged in the church where I grew up, the church where I pastor now, my church my parents were the founders, but we were often encouraged when we sang this song to sing it as written, certainly, scripture from Isaiah 53. But then we would often go back and we would re-sing that chorus and we would sing, "He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Surely he bore my sorrows, and with his stripes I am healed." It's one thing to sing our, but sometimes we tend to get lost in that. We think about, you know, everybody. We think about the big needs. We think about, as we said, we think about the great saints. We think about them. And we tend to get lost in the shuffle a little bit. But that reminds us that you are included in the hour. That's you. That's me. It's not just all of us collectively. God just doesn't see one great big mass. But as we saw, you are the God who sees, that he sees you. And Jesus died for you. And he bore your transgressions. He bore your iniquities. With his stripes, you are healed. And you, as a child of God, have just as much right to claim that promise as anyone else, as anybody else. You can, as it were, run right up to the front of the line. When we were in school, we used to not have a long time for lunch. And there were some kids who used to do what they call these mean guys. They used to cut the line. You know what that means, cut the line? You know, the tough guys, they would go and they would cut the line. They would go right to the front. Well, guess what? When it comes to the Lord, you don't have to wait in line. You can cut the line. You can go right up to the front, because that promise is just as much for you as it is for anybody else. And so tonight, as we talk about this, as we talk about the Lord our healer, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." If you have a need in your body, specifically, tonight, cut the line. Cut the line. Go right up to the front. Go right up to the front. Like blind Bartimaeus. Start shouting, Jesus! Jesus! If somebody tells you, shh, church. Tone it down a little bit. You're supposed to be holy in church. You're supposed to be holy. You're supposed to be reverent. You know, you've seen those monks with the hoods over their heads and all that stuff. No. Cry out to him. Call out to him, whether you do it verbally, so everybody hears you, or whether it's just in your soul, in your mind. Just cry out to him. Whatever your need may be, whatever kind of a touch it is. You know, there's lots of kinds of healings. If you look at this, you'll see that there's more than just physical ailments. There's soul sickness. There's emotional sickness. There's relational sickness. There's many different kinds of illnesses. And here it tells us that he is the healer because he carried them all. He bore them all upon himself. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that the one who knew no sin took on him every evil deed, every sickness, every impure thought, every bad attitude, every emotional distress that there ever has been or ever will be? They were all placed upon him. It's no wonder in the Garden of Gethsemane, it says he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. Many theologians believe that it was in those moments that the Father took the sin of the world and placed it upon him. And that's why Jesus prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. It wasn't just the suffering. It wasn't just the nails. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be too anxious to experience that. But it went way beyond that. It went infinitely beyond that as the Father placed your sin, my sin, your sickness, my sickness, everything that is against God. He put it on his own dear son, the son whom he loves. And he let him carry that to Calvary. Why? So that you wouldn't have to. So that he could heal you. So that he could touch you, as we've seen in this song, and make you every whit whole. And so tonight, just call on him. Just call on him. Let him come around and touch you. We have folks in our church from time to time, seems like it's been more frequent lately, who have asked that we pray for them, that we anoint them with oil, and that we pray for them. Come right up to the front. They ask, pray for me, pray for me. I have this need. I have that need. I need this touch from God. And we pray for them. I don't know how the Lord will lead us tonight. I had a sneaking suspicion we might do something like that this evening. I don't know. The Lord's in charge. We'll let him choose what he wants to do. After all, this is his service. This is his service. This is his time. He's in charge of this. But whatever it is, whether we physically do it or whether you just from your seat, just call out to him. Just call out to him. Let him touch you. It's better than me laying my hands on your head. It's better than anyone putting their hands on your head. Let him touch you. Let him place his hand on your head. Let him say to you, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? And then believe by faith, as he promises, that he will lay his hand upon you. And by his own spirit, he will perform that work in you that only he can perform. And so let's sing that chorus one more time together, shall we? He was wounded for my transgression. Personalize it. And tonight, and if you don't have a need, maybe you know somebody else who does. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you know someone who needs Jesus' touch. Believe for them too. Let's sing that together. Just give me that G so we have it. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Surely he bore my sorrows, and by his stripes I am healed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Earlier in the week, I gave you a sheet with a couple of songs on it, some songs that were not in our books. And there's one there, I don't know if you have it with you. If you need one, Brother Tom has a few extras if you need it, some of you have it. But it's Jesus, Your Name. As I told you, my mom loved, she loved this song. She loved the name of Jesus. She sang this at her funeral, one of the songs she requested. And would you sing it with me tonight? Because, again, it has that name about Jesus' power. About Jesus healing. If you need one, Brother Tom has. It's on the back of He Knows My Name that we sang the other evening. Sing that with me, would you? It's Leah, right? Doesn't know it's all gonna play for you.
Thank you.
you.